الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا. وعن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله، ما النجاة؟ قال: أملك عليك لسانك، وليسعك بيتك، وبك على خطيئتك. وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, as we approach Qiyamah, and as the hour dawns closer, the fitnas, the mischief, corruption will continue to increase. This is the prophecy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, سَتَكُونُ فِتَنٌ. Soon many different types of fitna, corruption, mischief will come in the ummah. أَلْقَاعِدُ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْقَائِمِ. At that time, the person who will be sitting will be better off than that person who is standing. وَالْقَائِمُ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْمَاشِي. The one who is standing at that time will be better and safer than the one who is walking. وَالْمَاشِي فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ السَّاعِي. The one who is walking at that time will be safer and better off than the one who is running. This will be the extent of fitna, extent of corruption that will come in the ummah. In other hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us of a very, very difficult time to come upon the ummah. بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنًا كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. That O my Sahaba, O the ummah to come to the Qiyamah, hasten towards doing good deeds before such a time comes. كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Like the different portions of a dark night. We all know, just after sunset, it is still bright. But as the night continues, the darkness increases. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used this parable to explain to us that as we approach Qiyamah, the amount of fitnas, the amount of corruption, mischief that will come in ummah will be more, will increase day by day. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam painted a very, very bleak picture of the ummah close to Qiyamah. يُسْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. A person will have iman in the morning. He will be a believer in the morning. By the time the evening comes, he will have lost his iman. يُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُسْبِحُ كَافِرًا. In the evening, he will have iman. By the time the morning comes, the iman will be lost. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave one reason. Amongst many other reasons, one reason why this situation will occur. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. A person will sell off his deen for a paltry sum of this dunya. Sometimes you may think that how does this occur? But in our community today, we have living examples of where people have sacrificed their deen for dunya. One is, you always hear of those that are poverty stricken, those are in the poorer areas, sometimes for a loaf of bread, sometimes for an electricity account, sometimes for a water account, sometimes for some rent, they're ready to sacrifice their deen. But this is only one example. It doesn't only apply to those that are poverty stricken, but even applies to those who have wealth. Sometimes it's a test between iman and kufr. Sometimes a test between the sunnah and living of the sunnah. At that time, we give preference towards the dunya over deen. Sometimes it's a job opportunity. Sometimes it's employment. Sometimes it could be anything. But at that time, the test comes. Will we give preference to deen? Will we give preference to dunya? At that time, the money, the wealth, the position pushes us towards sacrificing our deen for the sake of dunya. One example very quickly. In one country there was a Muslim person who had gone to seek a job opportunity. So he had gone for an interview. This believer took his interview. The company was run by kuffar disbelievers. So at the end of the interview, they told him that everything is above board. We are happy with all your credentials. But there is one problem. This beard that you have, we cannot tolerate it in our company. So they told him, we give you a few days to go and think about it. Are you ready to sacrifice your beard for this job? Or will you leave this job opportunity and safeguard your beard? So he goes home and he thinks about it. And he says, this type of opportunity won't come again. The beard can always grow again. So he decided, unfortunately, to shave off his beard, and he went back to the company. So he presents himself again to the company. And tells them that now I fulfill your request, give me the job. So the person who had interviewed him told him, it was a test to see whether you are loyal to your religion or will you be more loyal to our business and to our company. And we have realized that you are not loyal to our religion. How is it possible for you to be loyal to our company when you are not loyal to your religion? Something which is for you in your belief, everlasting, forever, which will grant you success in the year after. You're ready to sacrifice that for a small job opportunity. Many opportunities can come. So they didn't even give him the job because he was disloyal to his religion. Even the disbelievers understand that loyalty first comes to religion before anything else. So this reality today we are seeing, not only amongst the poor, but amongst the wealthy, amongst the well-off also, that deen is being sacrificed for the sake of dunya. This was the prophecy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than 1400 years ago, that a time will come, person will have iman in the evening, by the time the morning comes, iman will be gone. He will have iman in the morning, by the time the evening comes, iman will be gone. For the sake of dunya, he will sacrifice his deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave us as orphans. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us and showed us the way out of our problems. Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu, he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a very pertinent question. This question was asked in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Sahaba radiallahu anhu. It was applicable that time, but it's much more applicable today. So Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man najat, what is the way to salvation? How will I be successful? How will I protect myself from the fitnas that will occur? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him three advices. أملك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وبكي على خطيئتك. Then Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu, all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and all my ummah to come to the Qiyamah. These three advices that I'm giving you are very, very pertinent, very, very important. Hold fast to them, you will be successful. You will be safe from the fire of Jahannam. You will get salvation in the Akhirat. Let us just ponder for a moment before we discuss these three advices. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing Sahaba radiallahu anhum. It was the golden era of Islam. It was Medina Munawwara. The person addressing is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one could be greater teacher, greater imam, greater ustad than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who was in his company? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Who have been guaranteed Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran. They have been guaranteed, they have been named as the leaders till the day of Qiyamah by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In such an environment, pure environment, Iman friendly environment. There was no fitnas that are found today. What we find around us, the common fitnas, all this haram that is taking place were not found in that time. Despite such an iman friendly environment, a pure, pristine environment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that time told us Habra Dhanam these three advices. If we compare that environment to today, very, very big difference, then we will understand how important it is for us to practice on these advices. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the first advice. أملك عليك لسانك. The Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu, control your tongue. Hold your tongue back from wrong. Don't let the tongue control you. This tongue which Allah has blessed us with is a very, very great bounty of Allah. Person who cannot speak, we all know how sorry we feel for him. Person who has some difficulty, then we also feel sorry. That is why we understand how great this bounty of the tongue is. Not only assists us with speaking, eating, many, many different benefits it has. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this sahabi that this bounty that Allah has blessed you with, look after it, safeguard it, protect it. The way to protect the tongue is to involve it in those amal, those good deeds, which will take us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tilawat of Quran, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking about good, prohibiting from evil, all those things will take us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned great benefit of using his tongue correctly. مَا عَمِلُ ابْنَ آدَمَ عَمَلًا أَنْجَالَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that there is no action of a human being which is greater in protecting him from azab of Jahannam, from the fire, than the dhikr of Allah. Imagine, using the tongue in the dhikr of Allah will be a means of protecting a person from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained both sides of the tongue. That when the tongue is used correctly, then it will raise a person high into Jannah. At the same time, when it's misused, it will drop a person to the depths of Jahannam. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيْتَكَلَّمَ بِكَلِمَةٍ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالٍ يَرْفَهُ بِهَا دَرَجَاتٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, كَلِمَةً مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. He speaks a word which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not consider this word significant. In the sight of Allah ta'ala, it is very great. Through this one word, he will be raised in akhirat, high stages of Jannat. وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيْتَكَلَّمَ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Another person, he says one word which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يلقي لها بالا. He never considers very significant. Today this is very common. We just tell a person a few words, tell him off. We may backbite someone, we may slander someone, we may swear at someone. We don't consider it serious. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one word like this can be very serious in akhirat. Ya'wi biha fi jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that this one word which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be a means of a person going to the bottom of jahannam. Allah ta'ala protect us. So this tongue, when it's used correctly, can take a person very far, very quickly. At the same time, when it's misused, you'll drop a person very quickly into jahannam. So that is why in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has lauded and praised that person who remains silent. Not always the best to speak. Sometimes it's better to remain silent. That is why in English they say, if speech was silver, then silence is golden. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, man samata naja, the one who remains silent, he is saved. Man sakata salima, the one who remains silent, he will be protected. So we have to see how this tongue that we use it correctly. If we have nothing to say, or we're not sure whether it's the correct thing to say, it is better to remain silent. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, very great faqih, he mentions, when a person intends to speak, then before he speaks, he should think, will there be benefit in my speech or not? Until he is not 100% sure that there will benefit, he should remain silent. Even if he is doubtful, he is not sure. Until he does not get 100% conviction that these words will benefit the next person, he should not speak at all. So this first quality that we have to bring into our life, which was advised by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu, is to control the tongue. One is to control the tongue. Today, more than the tongue, we need to control the use of our fingers. Just as we are speaking today, very, very quickly, we are communicating using our fingers and our phones through via social media. Just as the verbal utterances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take us to task for them. The digital utterances also, the words and the sentences and the message that we forward also are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we hurt someone, if we slander someone, if we convey a wrong message, then this also will be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah. So just as we protecting our tongue, which is very important, at the same time, how we use social media is of primary importance, especially in this time, that we not misuse it when we hurt someone's feelings, when we convey a wrong message, when we slander someone. Very, very easily, one press of a button incorrectly could haunt us forever, because it goes to one person and then it's forwarded and then it continues, sometimes to reject, not even possible today. So very, very important how we use social media. The second quality that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in the hadith, وَلِيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ, let your house suffice for you. Let us understand, Sahaba radiallahu anhu were in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The environment was pure and pristine. Despite being in such a pure and pristine environment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling Sahaba radiallahu anhu, let your houses suffice for you. Compare that time to today. We cannot even leave the masjid without being bombarded by the wrong, by haram. How much more important it is for us to remain as much as possible in our homes. The ulama ikram explained, we should only leave our homes for two reasons. One is we have some deeni need. We go out in the path of Allah, we attend some program, we come to the masjid for our salah, etc. These are deeni needs which we have to leave the home for. And secondly is our worldly need. We have to go and earn a living, we have to buy certain necessities. Then for this, we should leave the home. Besides this, we try to avoid leaving the home. So the ulama ikram explained, when we have to leave the home, then there are certain precautionary measures we have to take. Especially now, this time of the year, the volatile holiday period, everything around us calling us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to be more cautious than normal. So the first thing the ulama ikram explained, when leaving the home, let us not forget to read the masnoon dua. The duas of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are such that will take us very close to Allah ta'ala very quickly. Let us try to learn as many masnoon duas as possible and practice them and recite them at the appropriate times. This dua when leaving the home has very, very great reward and has very great protection for us outside the home. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned when a person leaves the home and he reads, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then he is promised four benefits. Hudita, wa kufita, wa wukita, wa tanaha anu shaitan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, first, hudita, he will be guided. He will be protected from being misguided outside the home. Wa kufita, he is being out for some needs. His needs will be sufficed for him. Wa wukita, outside the home, there is physical harms, there is spiritual harms. Allah will protect him from all harms outside the home. And the greatest enemy outside the home is shaitan. Shaitan will move far away from him. Just by hearing this dua, we are only protecting ourselves from the harms outside the home. The second ulama ikram explained, when you leave the home, we should protect ourselves from going to those places where haram is predominant. Especially in this time of the year, we know everywhere we go, there is so much haram. See, so much bare hayai, immodesty, let us protect ourselves, our family members, our children from going to such places. If we have to pass through such places, then let us pass in the way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu were passing by the ruins of Thamud. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu how to pass through. لا تدخلوا مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم إلا أن تكونوا باقين. The old Sahaba radiallahu anhu, do not pass through those areas where Allah Ta'ala has destroyed those who had oppressed themselves through sinning and through disbelief. إلا أن تكونوا باقين. Except that you are crying, you are worried and concerned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was safeguarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hastened when he went through these areas. So firstly, we should not go to such areas. Because if we are in such an area, then we will be considered part of those people who are doing the wrong. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, مَنْ كَفْتَرَ صَلَادَ قَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever increases the number of our people, he is considered to be part of them. And if we have to pass through such areas, let us pass in a way that we are fearful. The azab of Allah can come anytime. The punishment of Allah can come anytime. I should not be in such an area. I will also be counted amongst those who are punished. And the third advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, وَبَكِي عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكَ. That, oh my Sahaba, oh the ummah to come to the Qiyamah, cry over your sins. Every single person is a sinner. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, but the best of sinners are those who make tawbah and turn to Allah ta'ala. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاؤُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِنَ التَّوَّابُونَ. The best of the sinners are those who make tawbah, those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. التَّائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَلَا ذَنْبَلَا. The one who makes tawbah is as if he has no sins. Allah ta'ala removes all signs of that sins. The ulama ikram explain that in order for our tawbah to be accepted, there are few conditions which are necessary. The first is إِيَّاكْ لَا عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. Person should stop doing the sin immediately. Remove the sin from his life. This word طَلْعٌ in Arabic means to uproot a tree. We should uproot the sin from our life. Take the sin out completely. The second condition for our tawbah to be accepted, إِيَّنْدَمَ عَلَىٰ فِعْلِهَا. A person should have regret and remorse in his heart for having committed a sin. Allah's bounty I have misused and I have committed sins. And the third is إِيَّعْزِمَ عَزْمًا جَازِمًا أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَىٰ مِثْلِهَا أَبَدًا. Person should make a firm resolution never to return to sins. The disbelievers, when the new year comes next week, they will be making new year resolutions. We have known this is not our new year. But every day we have to make a resolution, every day, that oh Allah, I will never return to sin. Oh Allah, forgive me and I will never return to sin. This is our resolution every day. After every salah, we have to turn to Allah again and again, because we do not know when our death will come. We have to be prepared for death before it comes. And the greatest preparation is that leaving this world with tawbatun nasuha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven us. These are three conditions. Leave out the sin. Have regret over committing the sin. Never return to the sin. And if the sin is linked to some creation of Allah Ta'ala, we have usurped someone's right, we have hurt someone's feelings, then we have to sort out that matter in this world. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, we become bankrupt. All our good deeds will be given to that person to come up and recommence for the harm that we have committed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to revive these beautiful advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never leave us as orphans. Sometimes we think, what is the way out? How do we find solutions? But every single condition that we will go through from now to the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us the way out. These beautiful advices, just to recap very quickly, to control our tongue, do not misuse our tongue. Secondly, to remain in our homes as much as possible. Thirdly, to cry over our sins, make tawbah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect ourselves in this volatile holiday period, protect our family members and our children, encourage others also to stay away from haram. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله القائل والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون ونحمد حمدا كثيرا كلما يحمدون حامدون ونشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكره شاكرون ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا أيها الناس أوصيك ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون ويقول الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى في مقام آخر ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد وقال تعالى في مقام آخر ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا ونقطة ابن عامر رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله من نجات قال أملك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما عمل ابن آدم عملا أنجى له من النار من ذكر الله وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال سبحانه وتعالى دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيد نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليه وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم وردا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين وعلى الإيمان عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وقال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Straighten ourselves. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإنما العسر يسرا إنما العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا كنا من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم آمين برحمة